It's time now for Pageant Cast on the scene.
Today's program was recorded live on March 26th in Wheaton, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. Tierra Magazine hosted a model search in conjunction with the Live Out Loud charity and their upcoming October fashion show. Get details at tierramag.net and liveoutloudcharity.org.
You're listening to Pageant Cast. We're live on the scene in Wheaton, Illinois. I am sitting down with the beautiful and spicy Laura Buhman, Ms. U.S. Continental 2010. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you today?
I am doing very well.
Now, you're a Ms. U.S. Continental. You're a past Ms. Galaxy. Now, U.S. Continental was out at Salt Lake City, I believe?
Yes, I was out in Salt Lake City, Utah last July.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about what that competition was like. How many days were you out there?
I was actually out there for 4 days. I did end up driving out there, so it ended up being a good week adventure out to Salt Lake City, Utah. Okay. We did many different events. We do a luncheon. Mm-hmm. We also go and sign autograph cards out in the community. So a lot of children come out there with their parents and everything, and we sign autographs for the afternoon. And at nighttime, we did do a group dinner at one time, and to P.F. Chang's. Mm-hmm. Then we have rehearsal and interviews, as well as then the pageant itself on Saturday was another run-through of rehearsals, walkthroughs of everything that we needed to know on stage. And then Saturday evening was the pageant, which you have your interview. So it goes on interview, right. Which was one-on-one, which I really enjoyed doing the one-on-one.
Because you've done panel in the past.
Yes, I've done all panel in the past through all my pageants.
So this was your first time.
My first time doing the one-on-one, and I really liked it. I liked the fact that instead of having a panel of six judges and having only 5 minutes total, here I had 5 minutes with each judge. Okay. So my interview ended up being 20 minutes.
Isn't that tiring, though? Because then you're talking for 25 minutes. I know that's nothing for you, but isn't it more?
No, I think it's just more personable. Okay. So I really didn't mind, and you know, a couple questions were very similar to other questions that were asked by other judges. Mm-hmm. But most of it was, you know, each judge had a variety of questions that they wanted to ask. So I feel that each person that interviewed me got a different, you know, viewpoint on me. I was able to, you know, find out things about my education, past pageant experiences, and, you know, a lot of my teaching and things like that. So I felt I actually liked the one-on-one better.
Okay. And the judge could follow up on things.
Exactly.
As well, whereas
exactly.
In panel, it's like mm-hmm. all over the place.
I just felt more personal, and I actually got to know the judges even on a one-on-one basis themselves.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite phase of competition? I don't think it is.
I love evening gown. Okay. I always love coming out there in that evening gown, you know, where you can really shine. And, you know, it's just a very elegant moment out on stage.
Now, just before going out on stage, do you get very calm or do you get very keyed up?
Probably more keyed up, I think. Okay. But, you know, I think as a pageant person, we all get the nerves going and the excitement and the adrenaline's going and everything. Mm-hmm. So I feel I get pretty pumped up for it. But the nerves get going too as well. And I think that goes for anybody, even if you are someone that competes all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm becoming a regular. But, you know, I still get the nerves going, you know.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your pageantcedents? You started with Galaxy just recently. Now, did you compete in pageants earlier in life?
Actually, my mother put me in a pageant way back when I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was the Miss America system. And it was just, you know, you go and win your county or your town first.
Right, right.
And I did that when I was 19 years old. I was a freshman in college, and I was going in every direction. You know, I was right out of high school and going to college and, you know, working a job and all that. And I felt I wasn't really into it. Mm-hmm. After I competed in it, I just realized that, you know what, this is not me. I grew up on stage doing ballet in the Nutcracker several years, cheerleader, so I was always performing, and I think my mother just thought that maybe putting me in a pageant would be another direction for me to go and try. Mm-hmm. And at that time at 19, I told myself I'd never compete again. And of course, here I am now, you know, 20 years later competing.
Well, people should never listen to the 20-year-old version of themselves.
Right,
anyway,
right. So. And I had a lot of things going on where I was, you know, really just trying to figure out what career I'm going for, what degree I'm going for, what am I going to do, you know, with my life kind of thing. So, of course, then, you know, almost 4 years ago, I decided to compete again. Another teacher friend introduced me to the pageant system, and that's where I got into doing Miss Illinois Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And I took that title and then went down to Florida and won the title of Miss Galaxy International 2009. And then did BOA, Beauty mm-hmm. of America, and took fourth runner-up in that.
Yeah,
and then here I am. I took on Illinois Continental last year and mm-hmm. ended up going out to Salt Lake City and winning the title of Miss U.S. Continental 2010.
Now, people are going to ask me, so I have to ask, is this the last title, or are you going to continue finding Ms. competitions to run around?
You know what? I was really pushing to say, you know what, I want one more national title.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, you know what, maybe I'll take a break for a while, things like that. And, you know, to be honest with you, I've already been sitting here thinking, okay, what's the next step? Which one am I going to choose to go into? So
you can tell a lifer. You know,
hey, I could go for the third one, you know, another national title. But I am definitely looking to compete again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm pumped up to get back out there. I'm going to miss giving up this one because there's always that sad moment of giving up this title.
Right.
And, you know, my director's been fabulous, and all the girls and everyone that's that I've been affiliated with since winning the Continental Pageant. So, you know, you always go through that sad moment, but I look forward to competing again.
How many sister queens do you have in
Continental? Only two.
Two, okay.
There's a teen, mm-hmm. a Ms., and a Mrs. There is no Miss.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, you go from teen, and then if you want, you know, if you're in your 20s and that, then you would go for the same title as what I just competed in.
For me,
it's technically 20 and up.
Gotcha. Well, that's great.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for coming out today.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for helping support Live Out Loud.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me again.
Yes. It's fantastic to talk to you, and hope all is well. And we'll see you real soon. That is Laura Buman. She is Ms. U.S. Continental 2010.
Thank you.
TKPNpodcast.com.
300 episodes. That's right. We're coming up on 300 episodes of the Pageant Cast. While other pageant podcasts are still getting themselves started, we've been on the air since 2005 with 300 episodes of news, interviews, and viewpoints about beauty pageants in the USA and beyond. And you can be a part of this legendary program. Just call us and congratulate us for 300 episodes on our call line, 262-757-8576. That's 262-757-TKPN. Remember, you can call us, you can text us, you can send us an email. Just make sure you make a subject line of 300 episodes. 300 episodes only happens once, and after a serious amount of work. Be a part of the celebration!
Been listening to a TKPN production.